What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. You had better wake them up, get them up, get them going on a Thursday on B&E. That is right, a buck-off Thursday, buck-ons as well. Brought to you by Green Mountain Flower Company, who has earned a pat on the back, who has earned a kick in the rear, including, oh, the Philadelphia 76ers last night. Probably need a buck-off as we get this thing rolling. Also, buck-offs are flying up in Big D. Dallas, we'll get you details there in the NBA. Got a lot to dive into. It's going to be a fun Thursday, 4 hours. Of fun and conversations, buck-offs and buck-ons, begins right now. Appreciate you being there. However you find us, we're trying to make it as easy as possible. Plenty of options, 104.9 on the FM dial, 101.9 FM, AM 1260. And you know we're always streaming live, local, and digital on our Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com. You also watch the show on our Twitch channel there at hornfm.com as we are up and running. Say hi to the camera as we get you rolling on this, what's going to be another blazing hot day in Austin, Texas, the 17th of June. A lot to do. How are you, Mr. Godbolt?
I'm doing well. Good morning to soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas. And of course, all those that fight for us each and every day, thank you so very much. Hydrate yourself out there because It continues. There's a slight chance of rain next week. That's about 40% or so. So be ready. Just keep on drinking.
Water.
Water, yeah.
Bud Light and then Bud Light, water. Bud Light and then a water.
Water, water, Bud Light, water, water,
maybe two
water,
waters,
water,
then a Bud Light.
Then a Bud Light, yeah.
But yes, hydrate yourself. We got a lot to do. What a great sports week we have. We've talked about it all week long, but it tees off today out at San Diego. Torrey Pines, just outside of San Diego, the U.S. Open, the 120th playing of our national championship. Make sure you're getting your picks in at hornfm.com, your 9 golfers, to compete in the Horn Major Golf Challenge. That's always fun. Go make those picks and have some fun with us throughout the course of the weekend. Also had high-level soccer in town last night. What a crowd out at Q2 Stadium. We'll get you details on that. We've got Texas baseball in Omaha now, back at their home away from home, 37th trip to the College World Series. Horns will play on Sunday, and we'll preview. We will talk with head coach David Pierce, part of a great guest lineup today, as we'll talk to Coach Pierce at 8:30 this morning. He still has not made his announcement officially on who will be the Game 1 starting pitcher when the Longhorns play Mississippi State on Sunday night. Maybe we'll coax it out of him this morning. We'll get him to...
I've tried that before.
We'll get him to go on record. Oh, yeah. Coach, who are you going to give the ball to?
We're not quite sure yet. We're meeting as a staff. That's
his
MO.
We're going to ask him, though. 8:30, will it be Ty Madden? Will it be Tristan Stevens? Some say maybe Pete Hansen could be good with Mississippi State. So we'll talk some Texas baseball, of course. U.S. Open on the docket, NBA playoffs as we will get it going. Also this morning, Dave Pelz will join us.
Cool.
The short game guru, of course, works with Phil Mickelson, has for a long, long time. Also several other great golfers out there that are getting ready to tee off at the U.S. Open, so we'll talk to him. We'll talk to our buddy Glenn Davis. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll do a quick visit with our buddy Ari Temkin up in Dallas, figure out what's going on with the Mavericks, because the Mavericks dumped Donnie Nelson yesterday, their president. Last 24 years he's been there. Big questions in Dallas, and it's a big one. And you know, when you consider the Dallas Mavericks, Buck, have Luka Doncic, who's, you know, big picture, macro, probably the best young player in the game. Who is in charge in Dallas, I think, is a big question going on for Maverick fans. Is Mark Cuban too involved with Donnie Nelson being out? And there's a lot of question marks there. We'll also talk to Ari about some Cowboys minicamp and some other things. Well, it's some fun on a Thursday as we get you rolling. It's going to be a good one. And, yeah, we might talk some basketball with your Philadelphia 76ers.
Probably.
Epic collapse.
Yeah.
Epic collapse last night.
I'm ready to make the move right now. Today. No, I can't. Got to wait till the series is over. It's not over till it's over.
What, like, you know? Fire them all?
No. Just get rid of three guys and just bring me one. 3 for 1.
Well, you got to trade. Okay, let's get to the headlines. Okay. If you didn't see the collapse last night, we'll tell you what happened. And then you can give us your trade proposal. Let's hit it real quick to start the hour, the trending topics, things you need to know. There it is. Sinus and snoring specialists bring you the news. And yeah, a capacity crowd of 20,500 packed into the brand new Q2 Stadium last night in North Austin to see the U.S. Women's National Team beat Nigeria 2-0 in their final match of a three-game Summer Olympic tune-up series. The midweek match was the first ever at that beautiful new stadium, the first ever time the U.S. national side has played in Austin, obviously. The Olympics set for the U.S. women on July 21st with a match against Sweden. Austin FC, the permanent residents of that stadium, will play their home opener Saturday night when they host the San Jose Earthquakes. NBA playoffs last night, as we mentioned, an all-time collapse or comeback, whichever side you're looking at. In Philadelphia, top-seeded 76ers were up 25 at the 3:19 mark of the third quarter, cruising to what appeared to be an easy Game 5 win over the Atlanta Hawks. Well, the Hawks caught fire, closed the game on a 51-23 run that included a 14-0 sprint to the finish, and they stunned the home team 109-106. Trae Young led the way with 39 points and 7 assists. Atlanta now owns a 3-2 lead and will head back to Atlanta for Game 6 on Friday. Surprise in Utah last night as well, where the Clippers took down the top-seeded Jazz 119-111 to take a 3-2 lead in that series, and they did it without the injured Kawhi Leonard out with a knee injury. Paul George, 37 points, 16 rebounds. Reggie Jackson and Marcus Morris combined for 46 as they get the victory there. Big hoops news from Dallas yesterday. Word that Mavericks president of basketball ops and general manager Donnie Nelson is out after 24 seasons with that franchise. In baseball, Astros doubled up the Rangers last night 8-4 to finish off a quick two-game sweep of that Lone Star Series. Jose Altuve made history. He had two home runs on the night, including a leadoff home run. According to Elias, he's the first player ever to end a game the night before with a grand slam, which he did in the 10th inning, and then turn around and lead off the following game with a home run. Astros win at 8-4. Also last night, more history in San Francisco. Arizona Diamondbacks lost to the Giants 13-7. That is their 22nd consecutive road loss. Ties them with the 43 Philadelphia Athletics and the 63 New York Mets for all-time futility. And in golf, the 120th U.S. Open tees off this morning. First round action at Torrey Pines, just outside San Diego. The game's best taking aim at our national championship. Storylines are plentiful. Bryson DeChambeau, the defending champion, his good buddy Brooks Koepka, looking to win for the third time in 4 years. And then there's San Diego's own Phil Mickelson, who turns 51 today. Happy birthday to Phil. He's looking to follow up his win at the PGA Championship last month and complete the career Grand Slam. The first groups will tee off at 8:45 our time this morning out on the West Coast.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
You sticking with Hideki as your pick for the U.S. Open?
I most certainly am. I've got a group that's going to put myself and Zay in the top 25.
Ooh.
Zay knows nothing about golf, but I'm picking for him also in this.
In the Horn Major Golf Challenge?
Yes, he will be taking part. He actually put it in, which means he's a part of this. So if I get trounced, Zay gets trounced.
You want someone to go down with you?
Yeah, I need someone to go down with me. You've been going down for years now.
I'm going down.
It's time for Zay to go down.
You know what?
Or maybe he's a good luck charm. Maybe he brings me back. Right. I said I wanted to be in the top 25 this time. Not in one, not two, not three, but I'll be in the top 20. I'm not going to be like 200 this time. There's no way. And don't forget the prize pack. I brought it in today. It's packed with stuff.
Yeah, that is.
And more going in there. So if you're a winner, you're going to be really a winner in this trip.
You have till 9 o'clock this morning, because as I just mentioned, the first groups don't go out till nearly 9 o'clock our time out in California. So get in, get those picks, hornfm.com. You've got two $50 Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue gift cards, so that's $100 at Rudy's, $25 at Hat Creek to get some great burgers, $25 at P.F. Chang's, $25 at Tony C's. What a great restaurant that is.
Yeah, I just added $25 to Moonshine Patio Bar and Grill.
Ooh. The mac and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just added that. So
The Mullet Open hat, the Mullet Open t-shirt or shirts, those great Titleist golf balls. Just get signed up. Have fun.
Short
with
par
it.
Four. How about that? Two shirts. Those shirts are very
sharp.
They're sharp shirts. So, I mean, golf shirts.
Well, you got Hideki. Yes, right. That's right. I'm doing it. I'm picking Phil Mickelson.
Somebody said aim high, Buck. Yeah. I'm top 25.
Top 25.
Yeah.
No, I'm going with Phil. I'm a crazy person, but you know, and we'll talk to Dave Pels about it coming up later in the program, but this, you know, him winning the PGA Championship showed that if he can keep in the fairway, he can still play with these guys.
And I was just thinking, E, we're giving too much. Back-to-back championships.
Well, you're
is
picking
hard
a guy to go
do.
Two out of three with Hideki.
I am.
He just won the Masters.
I am, but he's taken some Phil has taken some time off himself, too.
Well, and
two weeks.
Well, Phil came back and played in Texas the following week after Kiowa.
Okay.
Remember, played up at Byron Nelson.
And was bad.
He was ready to be done.
Yeah.
He said after the PGA Championship, he's going to honor his commitment to the Byron Nelson.
And he did.
Or no, it was Colonial. Colonial. But then he was going to go out to San Diego and get ready for this. He's been playing that course for the last 2.5 weeks, gearing up and zoning, locking in. I like Phil here. I'm call me crazy. Just maybe rooting for it to happen.
Just ride the wave.
Because he's 50. His birthday is today. He's celebrating his 51st birthday, and he'll tee off this morning. He probably won't make the cut now that I'm picking him, but that's the way that goes. We'll take your thoughts on who your favorite golfers are. All right, give us your trade. The Philadelphia 76ers.
I got to do it.
When you out Atlanta, like Atlanta is a collapsed team. They're a collapsed city and have been, historically collapsing of late. When Atlanta comes in and rallies from 25 down, Buck, with 15 minutes to play. There's 15 minutes in a game. You're up 25. You've dominated from the jump.
Well, they're not going to get rid of the coach in year one, but they should.
I mean, Doc Rivers?
Big Doc Rivers. What has he done?
You were just talking good
about
him yesterday.
First of all, what has he done lately? That's Zay's guy, Doc Rivers.
Well, he hasn't done much since he won in Boston with the big three, with the big ticket.
It's been quite a while for Doc Rivers, but can't get rid of him in year one, so let him hang out for another year. But I got to get rid of Tobias. He's got to go. I'm going to get rid of Ben Simmons. He can't shoot free throws, or he's not a good number two for the kind of money. And you can have Dale Curry, too. I'll give you three for Dame Lillard. Dale Curry? Which Curry is the one who?
Seth.
By the way, Seth Curry? Because
his dad was watching.
Yeah, because that dude right there is a liability on defense. He plays zero defense. People think he's a little bit of a scorer. I'll give you those three for one guy. Plus, I'll throw in some cash.
Which guy?
Lillard.
Oh, Dame Lillard.
That's all I need. That's all I need with Embiid is Lillard. He's exactly what the Philadelphia fans are like. They would love that dude in Philadelphia. And you can get rid of
Iverson redo.
Yeah, get rid of these three mugs right here. I'll throw in some cash. And if I had to, I would throw in the coach, too. I would throw in the coach. assistant.
Bucky's mad at his 76ers this morning, having been born in the great city of brotherly shove.
It's terrible. That was terrible last night.
My brother, who lives just outside of Philadelphia, Wilmington, Delaware.
They booed those guys so bad yesterday.
Says, this town will lose
burning couches?
Mind.
Are they burning
fire
couches?
In the streets. Stepchildren beaten. Watch out. City on fire.
I'm telling you. That dude Curry is terrible on defense. Zay, he can't defend. That's 4-on-5 right there. One dude can't shoot free throws. He's a max player. Why? You think it's time for Ben Simmons to go. He can't. This is not going to work.
If they lose this series, then they got to do something.
And remember, Daryl Morey's now in charge there, the former Houston Rockets general manager. He's the team president.
Quick trigger.
And he's got a quick trigger. And
look, yeah, that's true.
Well, look, Ben Simmons is a max player. He's former first pick of the draft. But last night, he's your point guard. He shot the ball four times from the floor, made two of them. And he missed 10 free throws. He was 4-for-14 from the foul line.
10 free throws for a grown man.
And part of for a grown man.
I'm serious.
Part of the comeback was the hack of Ben Simmons theory, right? If you foul this dude, you steal possessions, and this is how we come back from 25 down, because their point guard, who has the ball in his hands a lot, can't shoot free throws. That seems fundamentally flawed.
Dude, I shot like in high school, I shot like 70%. Which was horrible. I sucked at the free throw line. I mean, clang, clang.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'd fall in by accident. This guy's a professional. Makes over $100 million. He can't get the peach basket out, pull out the damn thing into the driveway, and shoot. I know he does, right? He does shoot free throws.
No. Not
he
well.
He does.
Not well. Zay, what?
Dan Lillard, one guy. I'll take him in Philly.
Well, would the Portland Trailblazers take your 3-for-1 deal? I don't know. Your guy Seth Curry, or what'd you call him? Dale Curry?
Dale Curry
had 36 last night. Joel Embiid had 37, but doesn't matter. They only scored 19 fourth quarter points, and part of it was the free throws. Because that's the other thing, Isaiah, is that Joel Embiid doesn't shoot free throws very well. He's gotten better, but that's a problem. That's a problem.
Joel, wasn't Embiid like 9-for-9 to start
the
game?
Well, he was 11-for-13 last night at the foul line, so I shouldn't even cast any doubt on him. He played great. But how about Trae Young? 39 points, 7 assists, fueled the comeback.
Mr. Norman,
Oklahoma. Yeah, Philadelphia. How does Ben Simmons not? I mean, we watched Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio learn to shoot. Tony Parker taught himself to shoot when he got over here from France and became an all-star and a Hall of Fame player. Why can't Ben Simmons learn to shoot?
I don't know why. It's so weird, and it clearly is mental and psychological. And
get him to Dr. Phil or something. Good night.
Yeah, get out of the club. Get in the driveway.
Again, he was with Kendall Jenner, so might have been cursed.
Oh, no, who hasn't been with Kendall Jenner? You keep telling us these, rattle off these names.
Devin Booker is going to change it for everybody. But, yeah, I think the true change last night in that game, Hawks and 76ers, was Lemon Pepper Lou. I think they brought the wings on the plane. Lemon Pepper Lou had a plus minus of positive 31 and 15 points. He completely changed the game when he came in. And he was killing your guy, Seth, not Dale Curry.
And Embiid was in the face of, got a technical against, who's the dude who used to play for Houston?
Capella.
He was all up in Capella's face, and in the end, Capella just walked right by him in the end. Like, bye. We're up 3-2. Jumped in my face. You know, you had a nice game, but in the long run, the guy from Norman, because they can't knock that guy down on the ground.
Keep saying that.
I love knocking guys down. Come on, get on the ground. But he doesn't fall.
The smaller you are, the more significant the call is going to be. So if Trae Young gets touched, you have a huge chance of your guy getting tossed.
Yeah, flagrant one.
What is the NBA?
Yeah, it's not the bad boy Pistons like it used to be. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how about this? So we got that. We had double header in the NBA. We had a great soccer match out at Q2 Stadium last night.
And what a scene.
That was quite a scene last night. And this is some breaking news. This is some breaking news. For years on the program, we've called you America's Guest. Like, you can typically get things, you know, golf courses, and you couldn't even get a ticket to this thing.
Dude, I went to my ticket guy. I mean, my ticket guy.
Your ticket
guy. In the very end, I go to my ticket guy. Automatic. It's going
to
happen.
And not only did you go to your ticket guy, you went to your ticket guy willing to pay for a ticket, which is a shock on
the itself. But I was not willing to go that high. I'll tell you this. There was a limit. And let me tell you, a grand for a ticket.
$1,000.
I have $1,000 in my total bank account. Yeah, maybe about $1,000. Okay, but I wasn't giving that up for the ladies last night. And I'm gonna tell you, my guy was like, "Do you have this?" And I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" We're talking about girls' soccer.
Well, and of course,
do you think I'm gonna go see the girl? I said, for that money,
ladies' soccer.
That's all I can do for you. I'm like, what? That's all. I mean, I was on the phone. It's crazy.
Because, of course, we'll get the multiple texts from people. Nobody cares about soccer. Well, it was the hottest ticket in this town that
I
can remember.
For me ever.
Yeah. And you've been here
30 years.
30 years. That's as hard a ticket to come by. And then there's 20,000 of them, 500, that we've come across. I think the first year of the F1 race, it was a tough ticket. Not that tough, though.
I got in.
You know, some big Texas football games.
I know the guy who owns the track. So I got into that one.
Yeah, I was at that one too.
Yeah.
I was not at this one last night. But it was quite a scene, and that tells you the electricity surrounding soccer in this community, and certainly the Austin FC, which will open up that stadium and play in their first home game coming up on Saturday night. That also
Zay
a very
says
tough ticket.
That it won't be like that. He said, what you saw last night won't be like that Saturday. I'm saying it will.
Won't because of, what do you mean, packed house?
Well, not just packed house, but the atmosphere surrounding
that. Oh, I think it will. I think it'll be more electric than we saw last night, personally.
Say, you're thinking no, huh? That was like the Beatles.
Yo, I saw cats in USA overalls.
Hey, patriotism meets the best team in the world in women's soccer, and they won 2-0, beat Nigeria. So that was a cool scene. If you were a part of that, I'd love to hear from you this morning. Give it a buck on or buck off. What was the situation like, you know, getting in and getting out?
Yeah, that's what I need to know.
There's going to be growing pains and learning how to get in and out. They only have like 5,000 parking places there. You do the math. If there's 5,000 parking places for 20,000 people. You probably need to take some public transportation or an Uber and make a plan. And they've been clear with people on how to manage that.
I'd like to know about the food venues around. I mean, I saw there were trailers all over the place, and the word is, they got some really good food up there.
Well, they
going into this joint.
And we'll talk to Andy Lachman, the president of the Austin FC, tomorrow and preview the weekend. But take your thoughts if you were part of that and what your experience was with the first ever soccer match at Q2. Cool scene. The Domain was hopping. People can go to the Domain and have some dinner and walk across. The game was 8 o'clock. That's a perfect time. You know, go grab dinner. You know, can walk across Burnett Road, and there you are, or across whatever the street is across the Domain, and
right now the Domain E is free parking. When will that start costing you?
Well, they'll capitalize. They'll capitalize.
Sure.
All right, so that's out there. And we also have the golf. Make sure you're making your picks at hornfm.com. And how about this? The NCAA investigating, oh, no, say it ain't so, Herm Edwards. Herm Edwards in Arizona State. This is a major problem, major development in college football. You know,
it ain't about you.
Early reports have been that Herm Edwards has done a great job leaving the ESPN TV side and taking over at Arizona State. Well, the NCAA is now investigating major issues with the Arizona State football program, including the allegation that they may have hosted high school prospects during COVID-19 and the dead period,
well,
illegally.
That's a major right there.
Yes.
That's not a minor. That's a major infraction if that were to be.
Hello, you play to win the game.
That's right.
Thank you, Herm.
Yeah, and this has its coaches involved, too. I mean, like coaches.
Per sources at theathletic.com, the school's athletic compliance office recently received a packet filled with detailed information on high school prospects who visited the campus during the dead period. Not too much later, compliance officials started interviewing staff members, and this might just be the tip of the iceberg, apparently, for Herm Edwards, who, you know, came in preaching morals and the high ground and doing things the right way. This doesn't look good at all, that they were just blatantly cheating.
His history is he doesn't do that kind of stuff. He's a straight-up guy, and if you tell me, once again, if I hear that your coaches are doing something and I didn't know anything about it, that's a bunch of bull.
That's a bunch of bull.
That's what that is.
So we'll see. We'll follow that story out of college football. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to our friend Ari Temkin up in Dallas with the fan radio. Dallas Cowboys pre- and post-game. We'll get some thoughts on Cowboys minicamp from him. Also, this Dallas Mavericks situation because, you know, I saw a tweet, and I actually was texting with Ari yesterday, that there are people now in the Metroplex who think Mark Cuban is what people believe Jerry Jones is, as far as a meddling owner and heavily involved. And I would suggest that this is a huge story because Luka Doncic, at 22 years old, is the best young player in the game. Most people who follow the NBA believe he's going to, as LeBron rides off into the sunset, Luka, this will be Luka's league. And you got to do what you can to make Luka happy, right? We've seen superstars bolt. Other places, can Dallas build a team around the best player in the game that can be a championship team? And you know, the story in Dallas takes a turn because Donnie Nelson's now out, right? Donnie Nelson is out in Dallas. He's been there 24 years. Rick Carlisle, though, the head coach, stays.
Right.
Which is interesting. We want to get some intel from Ari because the guy that apparently has Mark Cuban's ear and is heavily influential in the Mavericks front office is a former sports gambler.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. No, you got to let Ari tell his story. It's unbelievable. Like, the guy that is, like, hanging out, like, Cuban is now heavily involved, and Donnie Nelson, who's run the team, is out. And, yeah, there's a former sports gambler here, like, that, like, recently.
Is telling him how to run his team?
It appears.
And who needs to be in and who needs to be out? I would think, I thought you were going to say Luka. I said, oh, well, I understand that.
Well, and apparently Luka doesn't like this guy. I don't know. We got to let Ari explain what's going on.
Yeah, he talks to players.
Yeah.
During games.
The sports gambler?
Yes.
Oh, he's sitting near Cuban, but he's a whisper
he's
in there.
He's everywhere.
Ear.
He's around. He's just picture somebody right by Jerry Jones trying to tell Zeke or Dak, hey, you think you should throw that, you know, corner fade
a little
higher?
That would be like BK being on the sidelines talking to the players.
Or his cousin.
Or his cousin.
We'll let you.
Hey, I got a little something here tonight.
We'll let Ari lay that out for you. Also, as we said, we'll talk to one of our favorite soccer conversations with Glenn Davis on what he saw last night out at the Q2 Stadium. Also, Dave Pels will be with us. David Pierce will be with us. And we'll take your buck-ons and buck-offs as we do each Thursday. Who has earned a pat on the back? Who deserves a kick in the hindquarters, including Bucky's, Philadelphia 76ers, and Ben Simmons can't make free throws. We'll be back. Ari Temkin jumps on with us. Craig Way has a Craig Way report from Omaha, where he is stationed. Longhorns in the College World Series. Got a BNE fact of the day. We're loaded on a Thursday. Live, local, and digital.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
A lot of thoughts coming in on the Specs text line on last night's atmosphere at the new Q2 Stadium. The U.S. Women's National Team in town for a friendly. They beat Nigeria 2-0. Here's a text, says, I live in the Domain. Friends tailgated at my place. We walked, easy walk, he says, over to the match. Atmosphere absolutely electric. We'll be back. That was pretty cool. So this guy says, come on, it was a hard ticket because there's only 20,000. Stick them in DKR and see what happens. See,
well, I got that. We come
I think
on.
We understand math.
You're a fool.
Basic math.
A fool. We understand that. I mean, really?
Yeah, we understand. We'll have Craig Way live from Omaha with the Craig Way. Well, not live, but recorded from Omaha with a Craig Way report. He's traveling with the Texas baseball team there at the College World Series. They'll play Sunday against Mississippi State. We'll hear from Craig coming up. We've got your BNE fact of the day.
But right now, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. You hear them on Dallas Cowboys pre- and post-game coverage on 105.3 The Fan. Also the host of Big 12 This Morning on Sirius XM, our good friend and former colleague Ari Temkin. Ari, how are you, bud?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Going good.
There's the man. He's on with us.
He is. There he is. There's the man. Hey, Ari, so...
What's up, Bucky?
What's up, buddy?
Last time you were I was on. I was just the...
He was on last Thursday.
I missed you, man. I'm sorry.
He was getting ready for the Mullet Open. You should come down and play in Bucky's golf tournament one time, Ari. That'd be fun. Have you picked up golf yet since you've become a big star?
So what's funny is I had golf lessons when I lived in Austin. I was playing more golf in Austin than ever. You know, you have a couple of young kids. It's hard to get away for that long. It's been a while. I got to set my game back up.
That's why you play golf, to get away from them, Ari. That's you get 4 or 5 hours just to get away. You know, make it. Tell your wife it's a job. This is my second job, going to play golf.
So I'm going to say Bucky told me it's my second job.
Put me on that one. Hey, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Bucky used to run down to the night golf course here in town, which there isn't one of. Hey, so Ari, we'll get to the Cowboys and some minicamp observations that you have, but I wanted to talk a little bit about this Dallas Mavericks thing because I know you're a big hoops fan and live in town there. And now Donnie Nelson is out. There appears to be friction with Mark, you know, and a lot of blowback against Mark Cuban, and that he's alleged to be meddling within the team too much. And so lay out the scene. And who is what is this director of quantitative research and development that Mark Cuban has brought in, and kind of lay out the players in this thing, because Luka Doncic is obviously the focus here.
Yeah, Bob Vulgaris is the former sports gambler who's deep on the basketball analytics. He was hired by the Mavs in 2018. This is a guy that had made a name for himself in the NBA. In the early 2000s, he noticed coaching trends, and he would just leverage what he noticed about certain coaches and how they would sub in and sub out specific players at specific times, and use that to gain an edge in gambling, and won a ton of money doing that in the early 2000s. Now his data betrayed him when some coaches got fired, and so he lost some money in that, but then figured out a new system and got back doing really well. And he stepped away from sports gambling. He kind of, did his own thing, had a bunch of money, and was doing a bunch of media, a ton with Bill Simmons on his podcast. And, I definitely was a pretty big fan of his from a standpoint of I really enjoyed his research and analytics and just his insight into the game of basketball. Right around probably the mid-2000s, he started to get in and was working on a freelance basis for an NBA team, and had developed a relationship with Cuban, and so much so that Cuban brought him on in 2018 in a full capacity as their basketball data, basketball research, heading up that department. And there was a recent piece that came out, great reporting done by Tim Cato and Sam Amick of The Athletic, that sort of unveiled that he was one of the central figures inside the Mavericks organization. And, it's funny, it came out earlier in the week. Mark Cuban immediately commented and said, total BS on Twitter. And, the thing I've learned in covering the NBA, and I'd say this in most sports, but certainly the NBA, if it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's a duck. And, when I was in San Antonio, there was a similar situation with Kawhi Leonard that played out, obviously. And, it started at first with reports that he was upset and that his uncle was just having some disagreements with the Spurs and the medical staff. And it was like, you just heard so much pushback from Spurs fans, like, oh, this can't be true, blah, blah. And it's just one of those things. It's like, a lot of times these stories that are being reported, these things that you're hearing, like, they are true. And, it's funny that Cuban came out and said, oh, this is total BS. And then literally within the week, Donnie Nelson's fired, which gives you pretty good indication that it's probably not BS, because it was definitely a situation in which there's a disagreement. So many people are tying this to Luka, and I get it, because obviously they have to make the right decisions in terms of Luka's future. But I think so much of this has more to do with the direction of the franchise around Luka. And I think a lot of this has to do with KP. There's probably a disagreement inside the organization about what to do with Kristaps Porzingis. And, again, I think as the article validates, that Bob Vulgaris has a much larger role in this organization, and Cuban probably sided with Vulgaris over Donnie Nelson, because I'm assuming that's really where this disagreement hit the head.
Wow, this sounds like there's a lot of cooks in this kitchen right now. Well, way too many.
Yeah, and Ari, you know, the allegation that Mark Cuban is what Jerry Jones is assumed to be. You know, Jerry Jones won't hire a general manager. He's the GM. Donnie Nelson's been there 24 years, but it feels like Mark Cuban goes outside and goes around his GM quite a bit, and so far as to bring in Bob Bulgaris, and you know that's creating friction in a lot of places, and maybe even with Luka.
Yeah, I mean, look, Jerry has very much diminished his own role inside the organization over the last decade, and look, in comparison with Jerry, you know, Mark Cuban's a child, right? I mean, so maybe as Cuban gets older, he'll do the same, but at this point, he's still in his prime. You know, his prime years. But yeah, I mean, you look at Cuban's history, and obviously this is a smart guy. You know, it's a very intelligent person that's become a billionaire. But he's just, in terms of basketball, then made a lot of bad decisions over the years. And I think he's sort of overrated from the standpoint of, you know, his basketball acumen and running a front office. You know, I'd argue he sabotaged the end of Dirk Nowitzki's career. You know, he went all in on trying to lure big time free agents to pair with Dirk, so much so that they shed so many salaries, including draft picks that became really good players. You know, there's the old rumor that one of those players that they didn't draft was Giannis Antetokounmpo. Donnie Nelson wanted to draft him, and at that point in time, Mark Cuban felt like they just didn't need any draft picks to develop those players as Dirk was heading in the twilight of his career. Regardless, I mean, over the course of three or four seasons, they basically just threw away draft picks. And, I mean, that's why Dirk Nowitzki, at the end of his career, was so poor, because they just didn't have good players around, and they kept trying to reboot the free agency piece. And then, I mean, you look at it, they built it all back up again, and then Cuban goes, you know, rogue and makes that ridiculous Rajon Rondo trade. I mean, if you recall, they took the champion Spurs to seven games in the first round with a really good team that had improved that offseason by bringing back Tyson Chandler to help fortify their defense. And they start off with one of the best starts in their history that next season. And then they make the trade for Rajon Rondo, and it all goes downhill from there. So yeah, Cuban has really been sabotaging this organization for a while now. He just doesn't get the credit, I guess, for being as bad as he's been. And I'm not saying this is the wrong move. I'm just simply saying, when moves happen like this and Cuban sides with the Bulgaris over a Donnie Nelson, you know, you have to look at, okay, what does their history indicate that there's a credibility here that I can trust that this is the right move? And I would say no, not at all.
Well, it's not like they got a great history of going to playoffs and winning all the time. And I mean, they got a great history of having some wonderful players on their team, but it's not
right.
Some big deal up in Dallas, whether it's Mark Cuban or anybody else. So, but what you don't want to do is you're looking at the career of another young guy who eventually is going to say, you know what, I want out of here. There's way too many cooks in the kitchen. I'm a great basketball player. You're not surrounding me with the right people. And you got a guy who makes you laugh, Mark Cuban, and now you've hired him as a big part of what's going on. So, but basically, we're not talking about some historic franchise that they have a great opportunity, but it's not like they haven't screwed it up in the past, right?
No question. I mean, you're right. And I think that speaks to the credibility. You know, guys, in covering the Cowboys over the years, and covering college football, and covering Major League Baseball, and covering the NBA, like, the one thing I've noticed, there's egos everywhere, you know, but the egos, managing egos and egos clashing, for me, is way more profound in the NBA than any other sport. And I think that's a big piece of what we're seeing here. You know, managing egos, figuring out how to manage egos. I think Rick Carlisle does a fantastic job of doing that, too, and he's shown, I mean, I don't know if there's very many coaches in the NBA that are better schematically than Rick Carlisle, that are more willing to evolve more than Rick Carlisle. But what's interesting, too, is, as I say that, I don't know that Rick Carlisle is the right coach, right? Because it kind of comes down to, do you have a guy that has the trust of the main leader in that locker room? You know, because Luka's so good that everybody's going to follow him. And if he's not buying in, and I'm not saying he's not with Carlisle, I'm just simply saying, like, if Cuban notices that, you don't keep Carlisle because he's a great coach, which is a crazy thing to say, because of course you do. But at the end of the day, you have to understand that locker room is going to follow Luka. Now, this is also, guys, a very interesting era of basketball, because you do, to a certain degree, have to placate to the best players, because the best players have the freedom of movement, and they're exercising that freedom of movement. But you also have to understand, like, you can lose that way, too. You know, LeBron James basically became the general manager and head coach in Cleveland.
Yeah.
And when he makes the wrong moves, that lead that team to not having a great roster, not having a great coach. He takes off and leaves town and takes no personal responsibility for the bad decisions that were made that he made. And it's the same thing with James Harden, right? Harden very much was a focal point of that organization. He's taking no personal responsibility when things don't go well. He's out. He's gone. So you have to sort of balance that with what happened with the Spurs, which is the Spurs are placating to a certain degree to their guys, right? They're listening to Tim Duncan when it comes to decisions and even Kawhi Leonard, they brought him in. But they have an organizational plan, and that's the way an organization a organization should function, and they still lost their guy, right? So it's just such a difficult area to maneuver now because you don't want to fully give everything to the guy because you want to be responsible for making the right decisions for organization, but you could lose your guy either way.
You know, it sounds like the Green Bay Packers right now.
Tail wagging the dog.
Yeah, and the Green Bay right. Packers, I got to believe, are not going to let that happen to them. They've already made their flights and done all they can for Aaron Rodgers. They understand that the game of football, and especially in the NFL, it's so much money, that and they have such a prideful organization and a prideful fan base that eventually they're going to have to say goodbye to Aaron Rodgers and quit trying to do all these things and just say, see ya. I don't care if you're the player of the year or whatever. This organization will go on long past where you are. So see you later. Yeah, I think that's the way it's going to work out for Green Bay. And obviously, not quite as successful as the Green Bay Packers or the Dallas Mavericks, so that'll continue to go on.
Yeah, no, you're right. And look, I think, you know, short term here, Luka's going to sign this extension. But, I mean, the moves made over the course of this offseason are so instrumental and profound for the future of this organization because, you know, guys, the NBA is the one sport to me that is you need experience to win the playoffs. I don't think it matters in other sports. I think it matters in the NBA. It's proven time and time again. The experience is really important. You have to go through your lumps and understand how to win. And so that's part of what he's doing right now. But he has to also do that with the same core. You can't be switching cores every year. And so, like, the decision with Kristaps right now, this is a big-time decision for the future trajectory of their franchise. And, you know, that's where they say they're going to hire a president of basketball operations. I'm assuming that the guy that they end up hiring, he's going to be in lockstep with where Bob Bulgaris feels like they should be with Kristaps, whether that is trading him or keeping him. And so it'll be kind of one unified voice to a certain degree. But it's just really interesting to see because this, again, though Luka will sign this extension, I have no doubt about it that he'll sign this extension. That's, you know, the last one I think we were guaranteed to see him sign in Dallas.
Interesting. A big story, macro level of the NBA, Luka Doncic and how the Mavericks build around him, and obviously the meddling, it sounds like, of Mark Cuban and Bob Bulgaris and where it goes. Thank you, Ari. Appreciate it. We'll do it again soon and preview Cowboys camp and thoughts coming out of the mini camps, but always appreciate your insights.
Thank you, Ari.
Be well, gentlemen. Take care.
All right, Ari Temkin, there you go. There's the 4-1-1 in Dallas. And he's right. I mean, the Spurs did everything they could to keep Kawhi Leonard and couldn't keep him. The Rockets bent over backwards and did everything for James Harden, and then he still quit on the team and demanded a trade, and now they have the worst record in the NBA with nothing to show for it. It's how you handle stars is a challenge. There's no doubt about that in the NBA.
Yeah, it's egos and stars. How do you do that? I mean, that's what as many people that love the Spurs – Greg Popovich knew how to handle stars. Those guys were stars, but everybody knew who was in charge. That's cool. When you have the coach in charge, the general manager in charge, we're in charge. No matter what you think, we'll go get another player. If you want to go astray, that's fine. You do what you need to do, but that's not the attitude that we're going to take with the Spurs.
Well, they've
been very successful for a long time.
We'll talk more about that coming up because you compared it to Aaron Rodgers. It's true, but finding that star player is hard to find. I mean that they're rare. And finding superstar quarterbacks,
but you're not going to lose the reputation of your organization. It's been around a long, long time.
No, it's a balancing act, no doubt. All right, it's a Buck Off Thursday, Buck Ons and Buck Offs. We've got your B&E Fact of the Day coming up. Also, more on that electric soccer match last night out of Q2 Stadium, Longhorns in Omaha. With that in mind, here's Craig Way.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Thursday, brought to you by Green Mountain Flower Company. Buck Ons and Buck Offs. Huge buck on to David Pearson, the Texas Longhorns there in Omaha. Great regular season and now tremendous in the postseason. They're 5-0 so far. They've outscored their opponents 49-12. And we'll try to take that momentum to Omaha beginning Sunday night. We'll talk to David Pearson coming up at 8:30. And we'll see if we can find out who the starting pitcher is going to be in game one. See if they've figured that out yet. We'll try to uncover. Also, we'll talk golf with Dave Pels in the 8 o'clock hour, the short game guru. Works with Phil Mickelson and have for a long time. We'll let him preview the U.S. Open, which tees off this morning out at Torrey Pines in California, outside San Diego, La Jolla, California, which was a good reminder to get on the website, hornfm.com, and make your major championship picks. Bucky, you've made yours.
Yes, I have. And lots of buck-ons. Buck-on to everybody that helped out with the Mullet Open last Friday, a week from tomorrow. Thank you so much for everybody's attention and help. Through a tough year, we still got it done the following year, and there was really some question marks on whether we could do it the following year, if anybody was going to attend. Well, that got thrown out the window real quick, unmasked and all. Everybody got out there and got it done, and once again, to the guys over at ABC Lawn, the Lawn Division, and Scott Martin and the gang over there, and what they did at coming out to the house. I mean, they brought a whole gang. I know about gardening, but I know nothing about grass, and, you know, these guys have come out, Ian. You know, that whole group at ABC is something, they're special. That's a special group, and I want to thank that lawn department and Scott and his whole team out there for coming by and helping me figure it out, because the heat is on now. So I got to have a lawn, and those guys helped me out, so I appreciate that. But to Huey, to Zay, and everyone for a really successful 20th Mullet Open, thank you all. Big buck-ons to everybody that was a big part of that.
Well done, of course. A week ago tomorrow. Good times there. Also, buck on to Chris Beard, another transfer. We talked a lot yesterday. It was later in the show, in the 6 o'clock hour here, and the 9 o'clock hour yesterday, we talked to Jeff Goodman, who's covered basketball for a long time, and he has Texas preseason top three.
Yeah.
And it's way too early preseason college basketball top 25 after the commitment of Trey Mitchell this week. Top three behind Villanova and Gonzaga. And Jeff Goodman really believes they can compete for a national championship this year with the roster that Chris Beard has built. So exciting times for the basketball program, certainly baseball, so plenty of buck-ons to go around. And a buck-off to your Philadelphia 76ers last night. We'll reset it in the headlines, but the Sixers are now the first team in the last 25 seasons to blow an 18-point lead in back-to-back playoff games. You realize that game four in Atlanta and game five last night in Philadelphia, the top seed in the East, the Philadelphia 76ers. In game four, Buck, they had a 95.5% win probability, up 18 late, lost. Last night, they had a 99.7% win probability when they were up 26 points in the third quarter, lost the game.
Yeah, well, that's what Ari was talking about. You need veteran players, and this team has some young guys. This is where a guy like,
Chris Paul?
Yeah, COVID-19-infested Chris Paul would really, really have helped you out right there. You know what I'm saying?
Infested?
Yeah, COVID-infested Chris Paul would have helped out.
He's vaccinated, though.
But he still got it.
That's
how about that mess?
Curious, to say the least. And, yeah, that is a mess.
We got it from Jake from State Farm.
Oh, in their commercial shoot?
Oh, yeah. Hanging out at the commercial shoots. You know
but
what
that
I mean?
That is a big buck off. I mean, you cannot blow. You can't get outscored 40-19
that's truly,
in the fourth quarter on your home floor.
No joking aside, that's when you need a veteran guy. That's when you need. Oh, by the way, they have a veteran coach that let that happen, too. He's a part of that.
Well, he doesn't play.
The doc. Well, he coaches. He's the guy who leads them, hopefully, right? I mean,
yeah.
An 18 and a 26-point lead. I'm going to look at the coach a little bit, too. I'm not going to just look at – because I'm going to look at the players and say, there's some young guys on this, not a veteran player. Hey, Doc, you're the veteran coach.
Yeah.
How the hell do you let this happen? Zay, am I wrong? I know you like Doc.
Why do you keep saying that?
You like him, don't you?
Oh,
man. The buck-ons and buck-offs. We'll take them all morning long. Also, as we said, David Pierce, Dave Pels. Get those picks in at hornfm.com.
Get them in.
It's a good Thursday. It's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. You know that. It's mid-June now in Austin, Texas. Can we get to your B&E Fact of the Day?
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
Hey, U.S. Women's National Team won again last night right here in Austin, Texas, beat Nigeria 2-0 in that friendly. What is their, that extends their unbeaten streak to what? Unbeaten streak is now what for the U.S. Women's National Team, the number one ranked team in the world? We'll be headed to Tokyo this summer for the Summer Olympics. Unbeaten streak is now where? We'll get you that number on the other side. Also, reset your headlines, get you into a coach's corner, and take your buck-ons and buck-offs all morning long, live, local, and digital. Always streaming on that Horn app, on your smart speaker, and at hornfm.com.